This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. First off, sorry for a couple of days' absence. It's been kind of crazy around here, so back at it with the Morning Crunch Wrap. Headline, marijuana industry sets environmental and ethical goals. An alliance of large marijuana businesses had a message for the public on Tuesday. That message, we're good corporate citizens. The 45-member Global Cannabis Partnership, which includes Canopy Growth Corp and other companies operating in the sector, issued guidelines aimed at minimizing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting ethical conduct and responsible pot use. The emerging legal industry is in a unique position to set a new bar for socially responsible practices. That's from the group's executive director, Kim Wilson. As the once illegal marijuana economy evolves into a multi-billion dollar industry, backed by a flood of investment dollars, the guidelines appeared aimed at assuring consumers that those companies are operating with public interests in mind, not just the bottom line. The cannabis marketplace is Wall Street now. That's from a professor of social entrepreneurship at USC's Marshall School of Business. The group is saying that even though we are Wall Street, we are still aligned with the values that our customers have. And it could have other payoffs, including potentially luring a broader range of investors for pot companies. Anything the industry does to show responsibility, both as an operator and to their community, is to their benefit. That's from Adam Spiker, the executive director of Southern California Coalition, which is a cannabis industry group, adding things like this can narrow the gap of trust between industry, community, and policymakers. With more trust should come less of a perceived need to overregulate and overtax. The goal of the 5-page social responsibility framework is for the industry to be recognized for practices in good corporate citizenship. It outlines guiding principles that include transparency and responsibility, such as prohibiting illicit sales to minors. The group said its members have agreed to adhere to the guidelines that will set a standard for new and rapidly growing cannabis industry worldwide. Now, while light on specifics, the document said members will develop policies to manage greenhouse gas emissions, package materials that reduce the consumption of raw materials, and follow farming practices that reduce environmental effects. Other guidelines seek to promote responsible use, education, and scientific research. So, the cannabis industry stepping up, saying they're all about it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. This is no doubt a preemptive strike, and they say as much in the whole thing. One of the reasons they're doing it is to build that trust, to have less of a perceived need to overregulate and overtax. It's a good preemptive strike. It's a smart preemptive strike. And if they can go ahead and do those things, because it's the right thing to do, and not just because they don't want to be overregulated, then it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. What's really interesting, though, is the marijuana business still federally illegal. So it's still a cash business. It's kind of we're in a weird gray area where it's not legal in every state, and it's not legal according to the federal government. I mean, it's fantastic that they as an industry are stepping up and saying, look, we want to be good partners. We want to be part of the community. We want to reflect the values of a progressive community and the community we serve. That's fantastic. I wish every single company would go ahead and do that. My fear is it's lip service. My fear is it's lip service ahead of the game to just say, hey, man, don't regulate us too much. Look, we're going to be cool. Don't overregulate us. And then when no one's looking, like so many other corporate entities have done, they're going to try and slip stuff through. That's my fear. And maybe it's completely unfounded, and maybe, you know, they're going to be fine. But that is the fear that I have. So here's hoping that these environmental and ethical goals are there for the right reasons, that they're going to continue to be there, and that marijuana becomes a good neighbor to us all. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me